Hello.
Hi, John. It's Aiden.
Oh, Aiden. Just a minute. Yeah, I just have a lot of problems.
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Anyway, I'm glad you called because I called you earlier. But you weren't available.
No. We are currently having some problem with our lines, so that's why I'm calling you from a different number.
Yeah. excuse me. I got the tracking number and I called it FedEx. The shipment is delayed. They said they're going to ship. It's going to be delivered tomorrow. They have it in the warehouse.
I just sent you an email with a screenshot and with a tracking ID. Did you have a chance to look at the email?
Yeah, I got it. And I called FedEx and that's why they told me that they have the shipment. It's here in Jamaica, but they deliver tomorrow. It's just a little late.
Okay. All right. So I thought the book has already been delivered. So I thought maybe I just gonna give you a call and confirm.
No, well, the weather is bad, you know. And there was a delay. But they said it would be delivered tomorrow, and I'll be here, so I'll wait.
Okay.
I got an email from
Ingram Spark,
yeah.
Yes.
Telling me that
to verify your account.
So I opened an account with them, but I didn't finish it because they gave me 30 days to do it because I have to go through some things. I wanted to talk to you or someone over there first before I fill it out.
Okay.
If you hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get to the computer because there were some things that one thing they wanted me to select whether I wanted in book form or in e-book form. I said, since they gave me time, but I have to do it before 30 days, or else they will cancel it.
All right, so do you want me to do one thing? See, there will be some questions regarding to the account creation that I'm still not familiar with. So I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to ask Tim to give you a call maybe tomorrow, and maybe he will.
Yeah, because there's time. I don't need to do it tonight. So I can get it done tomorrow. So if you call me tomorrow, what time tomorrow?
I have to ask him to give you a call somewhere between. You can say if you want to, I can ask him to give you a call at 12 noon, or you can say in the early afternoon or in the late afternoon.
Well, 12 noon is okay. The shipment might be. I don't know what time they're going to ship the stuff. Since they have it in the warehouse, it might get here in the morning or it might get in the afternoon. But before 8 o'clock tomorrow, they're going to ship it. But anyway, I'll be here. Around noon is all right because I usually sleep until about 11 o'clock. So noon is fine. And then you can walk me through this account thing. And see what's going on. I had some other questions I had to ask too. Because I'm not familiar with these online accounts. I got with the other one with Amazon. I didn't know anything about these online accounts. If I knew more about it before Amazon, I don't think I don't know what would have happened with Amazon, but with Kindle. But I don't know what went on there. But I have no knowledge about how these things work, but I have a better idea. I have a better idea now, and I don't think I have a problem with Ingram. Let me see. I just opened up the... Where are you?
Where am I?
You have a minute?
Yes, sure.
Let me pull this account up, this thing up. Let's see. Ingram. Oh, they sent me another. They sent me another. They sent me another email after. Account locked. What do you mean by account locked? They gave me 30 days. What the hell is saying? Reading from okay. Your account for username J. Weldon so has been locked due to an elevated number of failed. You can unlock your account by using the fork. No, I don't know what they're talking about. I created the account. Locked the account by using the forgot password link on the login screen. You'll be asked, I did all that. What are they talking about? If this failed, okay.
So what is currently saying?
When I first tried to open it, there was a little problem with the signing logging on because I was trying to use a password that existed with Google, one of my old passwords, and somehow they weren't accepting it. And so after I made three attempts, then they locked it out. And they said to try later. So I decided I'm going to create a brand new password that nobody can mess with. So when I opened it up into in my email, I opened up the account, and I decided to open the option of opening account. I said open a new account. And I opened a new account and created a password, and they accepted it. The account was created, but they said I have to complete it within 30 days. And I said I said I will finish it tomorrow. So I don't know what this second email is about. This second email must have been sent before I did that. Because where I am now, let me open it up right now. Ingram Park. There's three emails here. 502, 5 o'clock, 241. They sent it. 241 is the first one, and 5 o'clock, and 502. Let me get to the email that I worked on. You can unlock. Ingram. Let me see. Okay. I don't understand. This is open already. I already have an account. How do you go into your account?
You said something?
I already have an account. How do you go into the account? Let me open the account through the regular way, because this is not what I need. I need to go to the website and then create the account. I mean, open the account with Ingram, because I do have an account. So I would put Ingram.com, right? Ingram.com.
Ingram Spark.
Login. IngramSpark.com login. Okay. And then Ingram Spark login, create your account. Oh, I already did that. Let me get back out of here.
Do you see there's an option that says sign in?
Wait. Let me go. Ingram.com is what I want. IngramSpark.com. Come on. Ingram Spark. Okay. Ingram's Google. I don't want Google. Ingram Spark. com. Alright, let me do it the hard way. Alright. This is login. What do you got the login option here though?
Can you do one thing? Do you have the email that was sent to you by Ingram for the account verification, and there was a link that you can click on?
Alright, let me do that then. Let me see, because that's how I got in it the first time.
Yes, so if you click on the link.
Once I created the account, I thought I would just open it directly. But let me see what happens here.
Yes, you can. So you're not getting the home screen for login, or what problem you are currently facing?
That's what it is. Let's see. I'm opening it now. Ingram account. Activate your account. That's the one I'm going to. All right, now it says here, complete your account setup. Well, I already did it. Well, why am I doing this again? I did it already.
No, so now you have to do, you click on the link again, the previous link.
Your email is now verified. I'm doing it for the first time. I did it already.
All right, so do one thing.
Okay, I'll do it again then.
Let me put in the password.
Why am I doing? Why am I doing it again?
I know, because you're following the same steps, the one that you started with one, the starting time.
Yeah.
So that's why it's taking you for the very first step. But if the account is already created. So just do one thing, go to internet and search for Ingram Spark login.
That's right, that's what I want. Internet. One minute, let me get this open up. My computer is a little slow, so take just a minute. Just bear with it.
You said that you have already created the account. That's what something you said?
Yes, I did. I passed it and everything, and I started to fill it out, but I said I'm going to complete it. I'm going to complete it later because I have 30 days. And I had some questions I wanted to ask you before I completed it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so can you see when you click on Ingram Spark login, can you see his home screen?
Wait, it didn't come up yet. It's a little slow opening.
All right.
getting the website open. I had to log in. I mean, I had to log out and then log in, and this thing is slow. So it's coming up slowly.
Mm-hmm.
IngramSpark.com. Okay. Yes, okay. Now I have the login screen. It says login. Okay. Login. This is a screen I wanted to get. Loading. Wait, shucks. My account? Okay, here we are. Login. This is what I want. Login screen. Okay, now my email. Hold on. Evil.com. Okay, now I'm into the account now. now here's what I was saying. It says, welcome to Ingram Spark. It says, have a look around your new Ingram Spark account for 30 days. Or finish your account setup to access full account functionality. I can fill it out now.
Can you do one thing? Can you give me a moment? Let me check with the publishing team.
Yeah.
Maybe they would
They only gave me three choices, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No.
If you don't complete the setup within this time period, your account access will be terminated. All personal data will be.
I'm just confirming. Maybe the publishing team is going to fill up all the information by their end. So just give me one moment. I have to check.
Somebody can walk me through. Just let me get it done now, so I get it done one time.
No. I'm saying I do have your bank information. I do have your card information. So we have everything we need to fill up your account. I just need to confirm from the publishing team if they want you to complete it.
That's not what Ingram Spark is asking me for right now. What they're asking me for right now is certain choices about the type of book that I want, what I want to print book only, or what I want book ebook or print and ebook. That's a choice I must make, and then I guess we go to the next screen.
All right. So what is the
question? I can do that now.
All right.
I can answer that question. Now,
okay.
What is it I need? I'm going to hit finish account setup. I'm going to do it right now. Okay. What comes up is loading. Tell us about yourself. Select one. What best describes you? I'm an author publishing my own book. That's why I wanted your help. I'm an author publishing my own book. Or I'm publishing as a registered business account. No,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a business account. So the choice is the first one, right?
Yes, that's right.
I'm also publishing my own book, right?
Yes, that's correct.
This is a personal account. I'm going to hit that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next choice comes up. It says legal first name, no pen names. It has my name and my legal last name. I'm going through step by step, and then says country. The country's is the United States.
Uh huh.
That's I think I did this before let's see. What
mm-hmm.
I want to get the Okay, United States. You got a moment? You're not in a hurry, are you?
No, absolutely. You can take your time.
United States. Okay. And the zip code, the postal code, that's 11434. 11434.
Mm-hmm.
Physical address. Excuse me. 177-55. 177-50. That's 50, no? And then the Springfield Gardens. No, South Conrad. South Conrad. Conrad Avenue. So Conrad Avenue, the apartment. One I. Okay, and address number two. Oh, I see. Oh, the unit number. Are you still there?
Yes.
The unit number is the apartment number, I guess.
Uh-huh.
The unit number is the apartment number. It's 1I1-I. Apartment, let's see. Apartment, I put apartment. Okay, that's the unit number. Then address line two. Well, there's no second line. It's just a city and state. My city, Springfield Gardens, New York, right? Yeah. Springfield Gardens. Springfield Gardens. New York. I plan to submit my first book within. Okay. I plan to submit my first book within 1 day, 7 days, 30 days. I'm not sure which is the answer I should choose.
You can select 30 days.
Within 30 days, okay. Within 30 days. Submit the first book?
I'm just taking for safety measures. You can submit 7 days, but I just want to make it sure that if we face any problems, so we won't be having any time issue or anything.
Well, you say 30 days? Wouldn't 7 days be more reasonable?
I know. You can select 7 days. It's just a basic question that has nothing to do with the account creation. So
I put 7 days. You guys can do that in 7 days, man.
Yeah. You can select 7 days.
Then it says just save or continue. What does that mean? Continue? Which one? Save or continue?
If you continue, I think they're going to be a next set of questions.
All right, so I just say continue, okay?
Yep, that's right.
I don't know what's coming afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Okay, please address the following errors. Mobile phone number is required. Oh. What did I miss that? Mobile phone number?
No, you can you can try to fill that up as well. So
when I say it's required, it says please address the following errors. That means I skipped it. I missed it. Let me go back to the previous page.
Maybe that's possible.
But I don't remember seeing it. Let me see. Come on. Okay. My name is there. country, the address, the city, the state, the number of days for the first book. I don't see anything. It says save and continue side by side. What do I hit both of them?
Click
if
on
I hit save, what happens? I hit save. Oh, both of them went okay. All right, please address the following errors. Mobile phone number is required. Oh, all right, let me see if there's a space for that. Where do you put the mobile phone number? I don't see no space for it.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, I see what it is. I see, I'm sorry. I missed it. Mobile
all right,
phone number one. Okay, I see it. 845-94-9196. Okay, I got the mobile phone number. I see it. I didn't see it before. All right. Then we go to continue, right?
Yep, continue.
Okay. Okay, now, please address the following errors. Main address invalid. Postal code, city and province combination. The main address, the post office, they use Jamaica, New York, or they use Springfield Gardens. No, maybe they don't want Springfield Gardens. Let me go back and see if I can go back and change it. You see, it says the main address is invalid postal code. 11434, the main address, 17750 South Conduit Avenue, apartment 1I. Then I have Springfield Gardens, New York. And there's no zip code, unit number. Yeah, 11434, that's correct. Zip code, city. They say the main address is incorrect. No, they don't accept address line 2. What is on line 2 for an address? I have the street and the apartment number. Or does the apartment number go on where it says unit number?
Apartment number. You can write the complete apartment name and the street and the apartment
number. Yeah, that's where it says unit number. But then on the next line it says address line 2. I don't have another line.
That's an optional.
Okay, right. So when I go to the city and state Springfield Gardens, or do I put Jamaica, New York?
Yes.
I put Jamaica. The post office uses Jamaica. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want no problem with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because Springfield Gardens is just what the local people use. Hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I use the post office, which they use Jamaica as the city, New York mm-hmm. State, and they shouldn't have any problem with this now.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica, New York, 11434 is a postal. I use five digits for the postal. I don't use the 9 digits. So mm-hmm. I think sometimes they have 9 digits. 11434-4966 or something like that. Do they want me to put the whole 9 digits?
You if think, you can go and try to
that?
Save it, can you get? Are you getting the same issue?
Yeah, I can get it. I can put the 9 digits. 4966, I think it is. Let me just make sure I get it right. Because I don't want to have no problem with these people. 4966. Yeah, 11434-4966. All right. I'm going to put all 9 digits. That's dash 4966. Now it's complete. Let me go down and hit continue and see what they say. Oh, I think they took it. Yeah, they took it this time. They wanted the way the post office has it. All right. The next page says verify account. Please verify your mobile number. Enter the 6-digit verification code sent. 18456. What is this? 184? Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. That's it.
There's a verification code. Yes, that's right.
84569. Please enter the 6-digit verification code sent to this. Did not receive. I see. I see. They sent me a code on the phone I'm talking to you on. I don't know what this is without knocking you off the phone. Hold on a minute. I'm not good at these phones. Is there a way that I can... I hope I don't lock you up. Let's see. Keypad. Let's see. Mute speaker. Let me call you back because I have to get this code off the same phone I'm talking to you on.
Yeah, sure, no problem, but I'm going to be leaving in about next 10 minutes after this call. So, do you want me to give you a call tomorrow and we can continue working on it?
716-414-0333.
Anand, this is the number I'm using right now, but by tomorrow I would be having my regular number.
Okay, so